Dwyer Workforce Development welcomes Veronica Gonzalez and three additional distinguished leaders to its board of directors. Texas Border Business, Baltimore. Dwyer Workforce Development, DWD, a national healthcare workforce development nonprofit, proudly announces the appointment of four new members to its board of directors. Among them is Veronica Gonzalez. Veronica Gonzalez, the Senior Vice President of Governmental and Community Relations at the University of Texas Rio Grande Valley, is a beacon of success and dedication. Her significant public and private contributions, including four terms in the Texas House of Representatives and chairing the Border and Intergovernmental Affairs Committees, have earned her numerous accolades. As the first female elected to represent District 41, she has been recognized nationally as one of the ultimate Latinas by the United States Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Her ongoing leadership and advocacy in her community continue to inspire and motivate. The newest additions include former U.S. Senator Mel Martinez, Tony Carvajal, Tom Geddes, and Veronica Gonzalez. These esteemed individuals bring a wealth of experience across government, public policy, education, and business, significantly enhancing the board's capacity to lead and support DWD in its mission. DWD is dedicated to providing comprehensive support to individuals seeking careers in healthcare, addressing critical workforce shortages, and improving the lives of seniors. The addition of these distinguished leaders will further this mission by offering invaluable insights and guidance. As we enter a pivotal phase of growth at DWD, we are excited to welcome Tony, Tom, Veronica, and Senator Martinez to our board, said Barb Clapp, CEO of DWD. Their extensive expertise, unwavering dedication to public service, and shared commitment to our mission will be instrumental as we continue to expand our impact nationally. With their leadership, we are poised to tackle the critical shortage in healthcare staffing and ensure that seniors receive the exceptional care and attention they deserve through our innovative and person-centered approach to workforce development. Meet the new board members. Senator Mel Martinez, Ret. A Cuban-American lobbyist and former politician, Martinez served as a United States Senator from Florida and as Secretary of Housing and Urban Development under President George W. Bush. His career is marked by a commitment to expanding homeownership and supporting communities, particularly minority and low-income families. Recently retired as chairman of the Southeast U.S. and Latin America for J.P. Morgan Chase & Company, Martinez continues to advocate for pragmatic governance and community development. Tony Carvajal, CEO of the Association of Florida Colleges and the Florida College System Council of Presidents, Carvajal has an illustrious career in public policy and organizational leadership. His previous roles include significant positions at TaxWatch and the Able Trust. Carvajal's decade-long service as Executive Vice President at the Florida Chamber Foundation underscores his ability to develop initiatives fostering a vibrant and sustainable economy. He is a sought-after expert in early learning, workforce development, healthcare, and economic strategies. Tom Geddes, a partner and portfolio manager at Brown Advisory in the firm's family office practice, Geddes founded and served as CEO of Plank Industries, an investment company owned by Under Armour founder and CEO Kevin Plank. He has also held leadership roles at Passive Capital Management and served as board chair of MedStar Harbor Hospital. Geddes' nonprofit involvement includes membership in the National Advisory Council for President Obama's My Brother's Keeper Alliance. These new members join DWD's current board, which includes Barb Clapp, Daniel Baird, Darren Cortez, Patricia Gibson, and Nicole Kaufman. The group joins DWD's current board members, Barb Clapp, Daniel Baird, Darren Cortez, Patricia Gibson, and Nicole Kaufman. For more information about Dwyer Workforce Development and its initiatives, please visit www.dwyerworkforcedev.org.